Just one halakha regarding the minhag of Aram Sova. Biyom Rishon Shel Rosh Hashanah, the custom is to sing a pizmon when they bring the Sefer Torah out of the teva, out of the Aron Kodesh, bring it to the teva. Some have the custom on the first day they sing the piyut or the pizmon. Ozreni El Hai, which is a song that has to do with the Asirim et Teshuvah. Being Rosh Hashanah is one of the days of the Asirim et Teshuvah. And on the second day, they sing the song Rabbat Sav'ala Nafshi. There's other pizmonim as well. Not that this inyanim is me'akev, of course, but it's nice to follow the customs. Kol Adam Yishtadel Istakel Be'otiyot HaSefer Torah Mekarov Mamash. It's proper to try to look at the letters of the Sefer Torah as close as possible. The open shiuchal likrotam, close enough where you can read it. Ka'al yedeh zeh nimshach or gadol ila adam. By seeing the letters, so it brings an or gadol, a great light onto the person. V'tov shiyistakel la'adam b'teva, shiyeh ot lishon shela kemo ot lishon shebishmo. You should find a word that its first letter is the first letter of his name. And he should find that word and look at it. The Siddiqim kulam nishtahavot l'sefer Torah, which the custom is to bow in front of the Sefer Torah. And furthermore, we say special pesukim. V'nachon l'chroa kaneg l'sefer Torah k'minyan ha'olim. Some bow according to the amount of people that are going up to the Sefer Torah. Therefore, on Yom Tov, there's five olim. So they make five small bows. On Kippur is six. On Shabbat, it's seven. On weekdays, it's three. On Chol HaMoed, Rosh Chodesh is four. The Halakha says, Kurim Hamisha Olim B'Sefer Rishon. The first Sefer is V'Hashem Pakad Et Sarah. We talk about Sarah getting conceived. Conceiving, why? Because the Hakamim say in Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Yud that she actually conceived on Rosh Hashanah. Ole la Torah, sarich lirot tehila b'sefer Torah pasuk shebo atid lekro. When the ole goes up, he has to look at the spot where they're going to read from. Yesh nagu shehal shelam makom b'sudu nogeya b'otom makom b'sisit shalam nasheka. And some have the custom that they take their talet or their strings and they kiss that spot. That's of course chibub mitzvah. Last but not least, ha'oleh la'Torah, im eno kore b'kol ram, sarik shiyikra im hashas mila b'mila mitoch haktav b'lachash. If the oleh is not going to read, at least he has to read the words in a low voice. Kedei shelo teh berchato lebatala. Otherwise, he made a berachah lebatala. V'yizaher shiyikra b'ofen shelo yashmiya le'oznav. So the halakha says he should read it in a low voice. Ve'lo yafsik b'dibur ad lahar berakah. He shouldn't interrupt by talking until after the final berakah. Ulahar shekara b'Torah. After he finishes, the custom is to kiss the Sefer Torah one more time. Ben ole le'ole minhagenu she'en sogrim ha'Sefer Torah. Between the olim, we don't actually close the Torah. They just cover it with the mappah, like the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. The Anyan Minyan Na'olim, how many people can go up? Katab Maran Shulchan B'Shabbat, Im Natsal Lehosif, Mosif, on Shabbat Yulah Te'ed. V'chen Min Hagen, that's our custom on Shabbat, if you have a Hatan or Brit Milah, whatever it is, we add. Omnam Belo Ta'am Nakon Shelo Lehosif. But the Kafa'im says, if you don't have a reason, you shouldn't add Stam. Or Anyan Yom Tov, Da'at HaRambam Degam B'Yom Tov Rasha'im Lehosif. HaRambam's opinion is you can be Mosif on Yom Tov, and that's the opinion of Maran as well in Shulchan Aruch. V'alken, K'yesh'e Simcha No'agim Lehosif, which is not a problem. Menhag Bet'el, okay, Menhag Bet'el was different than us. Menhag Bet'el would never add anything. They would want to keep the exact numbers al pi yasod. When it's 5, it's 5. When it's 6, 6, 6, etc., etc. The custom is that they invite, or he buys it, and in this case, that the Tokeya goes up to the Sefer Torah. בקריאת התורה מנהג הקהל קדוש ספרדים לישב. That's the minhag of the Arizal. We don't stand during the Sefer Torah, and we follow our custom, and we sit. Kol meshek hazman me'et shepotim ha-Sefer Torah nikrot po. From the time that they start reading the Sefer, ad siyum ha-kiriyah, till the end, the last oneh, huzman mesugal le-bakashat rachamim. It's a time to ask God for mercy. Lefi she-sha'arei rachamim petuchim, the gates of heaven open at that time. Ba'alken, im yesh adam ezeh bakashah, if a person has a prayer to make, Yomar otah ben gabra le gabra. He should make it between the olim, be'et she-sefer Torah patuach, when the sefer is still open. וכל זה, וכן זה טעם המנהל שהעולים מתנדבים אז מאוד לצדקה. That's why they make a mishibelach at that time. That's why they don't need tzedakah at that time. Or they make a hashkabah at that time. Because זה עת רצון. וחזן יברך את העולה באותו זמן. ויבקש רחמים על קרוביו של מתנדבים. That's what we say. Make a mishibelach for the חולים as well. וטוב שהעולה גם כן יבקש רחמים בלחש על עצמו. The custom is that even the person who's up at the Sefer Torah should make a personal request in his own language when he's at the Sefer Torah. When he finishes the last beracha, of course, when the Sefer Torah is still open with his right hand on the Sefer Torah. It goes without saying that talking in the Sefer Torah, of course, is asur, but not only that, but there's squandering an opportunity. So therefore again, one should be careful, especially when we take out the Sefer Torah during the next...